So today is the first Sunday of Advent, and for our time with young disciples this season, we're going to be sharing with you some important information about four different types of greens frequently used on Advent wreaths or Christmas trees. The green that I'm going to be sharing with you today is holly. So this is a picture of holly, in case you didn't know what it was. It's those red little berry things with the pointy leaves. And so there are two parts of the holly plant, and each are biblically significant in relation to the crucifixion of Jesus. First, the red berries. These berries symbolize the blood that Jesus shed as a sacrifice for our sins. The second is the pointed leaves. These leaves symbolize the crown of thorns that was placed on Jesus' head during the events that led to his crucifixion. The pointed leaves are very reminiscent of thorns because of their sharpness, so that makes sense. There's also another aspect of holly that is pretty significant to Jesus' crucifixion. Holly is an evergreen in nature, representing the gift of eternal life that Jesus' sacrifice made possible. Another important thing to keep in mind about holly is that it is a symbol of hope. Holly and representing elements of the crucifixion reminds us that there is hope after tragedy, like the hope that came after the death of Jesus. The evergreen nature of holly reminds us that there is hope even during the hardest season, our hardest seasons. During the cold days, during our dark ones, the hope that comes with holly is a simple reminder that hope can be found anywhere and anything can give you hope. Hope can come from simple, silly things like holly or maybe snow, and it can come from big, meaningful things like a warm 8-second hug or someone telling you they love you. Hope is the frame to love's foundation. I'm going to close by reciting to you the words of the Christmas song, The Holly and the Ivy, to give you a good idea of just how much holly relates to the crucifixion. The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a blossom as white as lily flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to be our dear Savior. The holly bears a berry as red as any blood, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do poor sinners good. The holly bears a prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. The holly bears a bark as bitter as the gall, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ for to redeem us all. The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for bringing us safely together today so we can recognize the hope that comes with thorns, blood, and eternal life after death. We are blessed to be reminded by holly of the love that Jesus has for us, that the love that transcends, the heart-wrenching love that comes with sacrificing himself for our sins. Help us remain hopeful even in our coldest, darkest, loneliest days by reminding us just how loved we are. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.